USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Wall Street closed with stocks sharply lower after the Federal Reserve's latest interest rate hike. The Fed announced it would be raising rates again, this time by a quarter of a percentage point, despite concerns in the banking sector.
The committee raised the target range for the federal funds rate by a quarter percentage point, bringing the target range to 4.75% to 5%.
Chairman Jerome Powell added the inflation fight is far from over, and stocks accelerated their sell-off as the closing bell approached on Wednesday. A New York City grand jury hearing former President Trump's hush money payment case will meet Thursday. Reports say that's the plan after Wednesday's session was canceled. The investigation centers around alleged payments Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen made to adult film star Stormy Daniels in 2016 to cover up an alleged affair. The CEO of Norfolk Southern is being grilled by lawmakers following the toxic train derailment that hit East Palestine, Ohio last month.
We support legislative efforts that use science and data to enhance the safety of the freight rail industry.
However, during testimony before a Senate panel, CEO Alan Shaw stopped short of fully endorsing the legislation. Shaw dodged questions on which parts of the bill the company did not support. The Bipartisan Railway Safety Act includes increased fines on railroads for safety violations. President Biden will be heading to Ottawa, Canada on Thursday.
This will be the first true in-person bilateral meeting between the two leaders in Canada since 2009.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said Biden will participate in a bilateral meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau Friday to affirm the administration's commitment to the U.S.-Canada partnership. The two are expected to discuss support for Ukraine during Russia's invasion, the situation in Haiti, clean energy, supply chains, and modernizing NORAD are also on the agenda. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
A Denver high school where two faculty members were shot will remain closed for the rest of the week. That's according to the school district, which made the announcement about East High School. It was the scene of Wednesday's shooting that was allegedly carried out by a student. At least one person's injured, five structures impacted after a small tornado touched down in eastern Los Angeles County. It hit Montebello, and city spokesperson Alex Gilman was at the scene of the damage.
I know a number of people are hoping to get back inside of their buildings, but we're asking them to please stay inside with our public safety personnel outside the perimeter, and we're going to keep them updated as soon as it is safe to re-enter these structures.
The twister hit several industrial buildings. Urban search and rescue teams remained on the ground late Wednesday. Authorities in Alabama say one person is in custody now after two deputies were shot Wednesday. The scene unfolded at a home outside of Birmingham. Four Shelby County Sheriff's Office deputies were responding to a welfare check at the time. The two deputies who were shot and wounded were still at the hospital. The family of a murdered New Jersey councilwoman is breaking their silence weeks after her death. Eunice Jumfor's mother is pleading with the public for any info regarding the unsolved case.
I need justice for my daughter. Please, God, help me. Thank you.
The 30-year-old Sayreville councilwoman was found with multiple gunshot wounds in her car outside her townhouse. Governor Phil Murphy previously said the shooting felt very specific, but did not seem politically motivated. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.